Dave, I can't say your last name.
Pilkey.
Pilkey. Yeah, Dave Pilkey.
Dave Pilkey.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
You did our great joke this morning.
I did our totally inappropriate joke.
Do you have any more inappropriate jokes in that head of yours? I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. But this is an audience participation joke, so you all have to join in, okay?
Okay.
Great. All right. And the rule for this joke is whenever I say something, you have to answer with the words pea green soup. You guys know pea green soup. You've ever tasted pea green soup. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But okay, so pea green soup. Remember this now, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. What did you have for breakfast?
Pea green soup.
What'd you have for lunch?
Pea green soup.
What'd you have for dinner?
Pea green soup.
What'd you do all night?
Pea green soup.
See, another totally inappropriate joke. I apologize.
No apology necessary. In fact, you know, that's one of the reasons we're so glad you're here is that you've kind of opened the door for the inappropriate to be appropriate. I mean, in fact, your books are on the list of banned books.
Yes.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
No.
Is that crazy or
yeah.
what?
Yes.
All right, explain to us why anyone would want to ban your books.
Well, you know, I'm not really sure totally because the books don't have any profanity in them. They're just silliness. I think the big reason is that not everybody likes the same things. Some people like Captain Underpants and some people don't. I think the problem is when people think, well, I don't like that, so nobody else should be able to like it either. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I like Captain Underpants a lot.
Oh, thanks.
And just from reading your books, you create these villains, aliens, monsters that are always like the toilets. The toilets that grew legs and arms. And then there's a lot of poop jokes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's
the FCC doesn't like poop jokes.
But, oh, okay.
But we do.
Okay. Well,
and, you know, they're a bunch of stodgy old guys. You know, it's like they need to learn to suck it up and like poop jokes. I mean, they're funny.
Yeah, I think it's part of our American culture. It's good stuff. But I think one of the things that about the Captain Underpants books is they're kind of based on my childhood because when I was a kid, that's what I liked. Me and all my friends, we would tell jokes to each other and they were often poop jokes and we'd always get in trouble. And so I kind of took my own childhood experiences and turned them into the Captain Underpants books.
I remember in one of your books, you have this like sort of name generator where you use your, that was my favorite book. And I think my name was like Lizard Stinky Feet or something.
Oh,
but it
yeah.
It's really funny. It's really fun. And I went through with the book and went to all my family members and figured out their names. It was really fun.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was from Captain Underpants number 4. And I just heard recently, I think Gwyneth Paltrow got the name of her son from that very list.
No way. Yes, is it like Lizard Stinky Pants?
I think it is.
Oh,
yes.
That's
no,
fabulous.
It's something I forget.
The
something different.
Gecko Stinky Armpit.
Yeah, something like that.
Paltrow.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why did you ever start writing the Captain Underpants books?
Well, I started writing them because when I was a child, when I was a kid in elementary school, I wasn't really good at very many other things. I had, do you know what ADHD stands for?
Yeah, I have.
Oh.
Tiggers.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have Tiggers all over the room.
Oh, okay. So ADHD, in case you don't know, stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Delightfulness. And that's what I had when I was a kid. And I also had dyslexia, so I had a very tough time reading when I was a kid. And I just didn't fit in, and I felt very alone. So I used to make comics when I was a little boy. I used to like to draw. And one of the characters that I created when I was in second grade was a guy named Captain Underpants. And he was a big hit with all my classmates. And so that's why I decided to make books about him.
And the two boys in your story, they have dyslexia and ADHD also. You made them.
Yeah. George and Harold both have ADHD. And I don't think I've said this publicly or in the books, but Harold is the one that has dyslexia. George is not a very good speller, but he's getting better and better as we go on, as the series progresses.
I know there's a lot of people listening in the audience who out in listener land who have ADHD. By the way, I was diagnosed with ADHD.
Hey, my ADHD sister.
Yes.
All right.
I had a very hard time Can you believe this, listeners? I had a very hard time holding still in school. Uh-huh. And the punishment that they used to give us, which was, by the way, we were educated through punishment. And mm-hmm. it was you had to stand against the blackboard with your nose pressed into the blackboard until you calmed down.
Wow.
Which I don't know about you, but that does not calm me down.
Yeah.
Like I start like getting basically my whole body would be moving except for my nose against the blackboard. So I'm really glad to hear that. I always suspected. I know you've been pretty out about that, but it's really great for kids to see positive role models who have ADHD, because it's really not a deficit or disorder. It's really, in my mind, it's a gift. And my mother said the coolest thing to me. She said, someday you'll grow up and be a woman and you will need all this extra energy. It will all come in handy. And I've always viewed it that way. Like it wasn't ever a problem.
Good for you. I think that was one of the things that really helped me too, is I had a mom who was very, very supportive, because sometimes I'd come home from school and I'd be very sad and I'd be like, how come I have to have all these problems? Why can't I read like everyone else? And why are my teachers so mean? And why does my principal hate me? And my mom said, you know, maybe something good will come out of this someday. You know, maybe you need to think of things differently. And she was right, because all those challenges I had as a kid really inspired the Captain Underpants series. And I think it means a lot to a lot of kids who are going through the same things.
I think so, too. Well, you are here in Albuquerque. I want to give a shout out to what you've done. Do you all know what he did this week while he was in Albuquerque? I'm just curious. Do you have any idea?
No.
Dave Pilkey, who is our guest here, if you've just tuned into the Children's Hour, he's the author of the Captain Underpants series. Dave Pilkey came here to town and he gave $1,000 to 10 different schools. Do you hear that?
Wow.
10,000.
Wow.
And you know what a difference that made in those schools and those lives? I already have heard from librarians that you gave money to who are just ecstatic. Tears. Oh. I mean, you have made a huge dent. And I don't know why you did this for Albuquerque, but we desperately needed it. So
good.
From all of us to you. Thank you.
I one of my goals, and my wife and I have a goal to really spread literacy and to help provide books so that kids can choose their own books, not necessarily my books, whatever the books that they like, and have access to really good books in their libraries. And so I hope that there'll be a lot of library building that comes from that money.
It was a beautiful gesture. Thank you.
Just another question.
Okay.
So what does bring you to Albuquerque? You could give $1,000 to a lot of schools everywhere, like all across the country. What brings you to our little city?
Well, we have an event tonight, actually, that is going to be at the Albuquerque Academy at the Sims Auditorium. And Katie, do you know more?
I do. It's at 6 p.m. There are no tickets required. Everybody is welcome. And it's really also with this incredible poet named Richard Blanco. And if you've never heard of him, you should hear of him, because he wrote a poem to commemorate President Obama's second inauguration to becoming president. And that poem has been turned into a book called One Today. Like as in the number one, and not one, although I guess Barack Obama could have said, I won today, but it's one today, as in a singular today.
Yes.
And Dave Pilkey here illustrated that book, and you have that book right in front of you. It's a beautiful book.
Well,
we're posting pictures to Twitter and to Facebook, I hope, but at least to Twitter at KUNM Kids. So you can go twitter.com/KUNM Kids, and you will see a picture of Dave Pilkey, who actually... he looks a little bit different from Captain Underpants, and he's here with Richard Blanco. And, you know, it's a beautiful poem. It's patriotic, but it's also very lyrical. And it really encompasses how many of us feel about our beautiful country, which is we love our country and we are a mixed, beautiful country of lots of different people with different ideas. And we make greatness out of that. And I just love your illustrations. They're so beautiful.
Thank you, Kate.
Very different from the Captain Underpants books. You're really quite an artist.
Oh, well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I think the thing that really shines, though, about this book is Richard Blanco's poetry. He has such a way with words. I think he really shows that, you know, even though we're a country of individuals, we all have different stories to tell. We all have different points of view. And when we weave those things together, that's what creates America. you know, and I think so. And Richard will be here tonight to not only to read his story, but to tell his experience from growing up as an immigrant who came from Cuba and came to the United States and really became an American. And he's a wonderful speaker. He's very funny and very moving. So if you like poetry, if you like art, I think it'll be a great evening tonight.
The Albuquerque Academy here in Albuquerque is located at 6400 Wyoming Boulevard in the Sims Auditorium. There's lots of signs. You'll be able to find your way. Again, no tickets required. All ages are welcome. Anna, would you read us this little piece from this book? I mean, it's just so beautiful. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is the last page. Hope, a new constellation waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together.
Thank you.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's beautiful. It's just great. Dave Pilkey, you... I'm going to just say some of the wonderful things about you. Your series of Captain Underpants has 14 books, 3 spinoffs. You've won the Disney Adventure Kids Choice Award, among many, many other awards. The series has been translated into 20 languages, 70 million books plus sold worldwide. Someday we're having a movie.
Yes. Yeah, that's very exciting.
Tell us about the movie. Is that going to happen? DreamWorks is doing your
DreamWorks
movie.
DreamWorks Animation is making... They're the people who did Kung Fu Panda and How to Train Your Dragon and a lot of amazing movies. Everything that they do, everything they touch is wonderful. And so, yeah, the Captain Underpants movie is coming out in 2017, and I'm very, very excited about it. It's going to be in 3D, and it's going to be animated, and... can't wait.
Well, we are really excited that you're here with us in the studio. Dave Pilkey, the author of The Captain Underpants. Oh, I should also point out, he won a Caldecott. Did you know that all? That he won a Caldecott?
A Caldecott honor.
A Caldecott honor.
I should point that out.
Well, it's good enough. Yes. It's good enough for me. And for a book called The Paper Boy, which is another book about that's based on a poem. Anyway, tonight's event is at 6 p.m. at the Albuquerque Academy, 6400 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast. I'm guessing you're going to have a full crowd tonight.
Yeah, I really hope so. It's going to be an event that's not just for kids. It's actually going to be for parents, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think everyone's going to have a great time.
Well, I appreciate you being with us on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much, Dave Pilkey.
Thank you, Katie.
Captain Underpants himself. And
thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.